But with that, I want to welcome in the first guest of the show. He is a Detroit Tigers blogger that you can find at Bless You Boys, which you can find at blessyouboys.com. Hopefully my computer here is working on the switchboard and we can unmute him so that I can welcome Ian Castleberry. Ian, how are you doing tonight?
Hi, Seth. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So the weekend series, I got to first ask your thoughts on the Twins and Tigers series. I'm guessing going into the series, most Tigers fans felt if we split, we're in good shape.
Yeah, that's the sentiment exactly. I think more than anything, you know, just don't lose three, or especially don't get swept. You know, as long as that
well,
didn't
right.
happen. But yeah, people. You know, it's funny, and I'm sure you know this as well. It's funny how quickly expectations can change. Because once the Tigers got that second win and they were going for the series win and hopefully the division win on Thursday, I think that was definitely the expectation. And there was deep disappointment when they couldn't finish it on Thursday. But yeah, you know, going into this series, sure, everyone was hopeful for at least a split.
Right, certainly. And, well, then you had the weekend series still at home against the White Sox. And, you know, from the Twins' perspective, the White Sox and Ozzie Guillen pushed back Jake Peavy to pitch in that series. Freddie Garcia has been solid. And John Danks is the guy that really eliminated the Twins last year in that 163rd game. So typically he's a big game pitcher. So although it didn't look real good for Twins fans, you know, there was a kind of a bright light at the end of the tunnel. Your thoughts on the White Sox performance over the weekend, or what happened?
Well, it was definitely, like you said, you know, the fact that they pushed Peavy back. You know, some people, some Tigers fans seem to think Ozzie did that intentionally to screw the Tigers over. I know the line was that they were trying to give Peavy some extra rest. You know, Ozzie didn't make it easy for the Tigers, and he shouldn't. You know, he shouldn't just lay down just because their season's over. And, you know, he put the best team out there that he could. And the Tigers still had three home games, and they played well at home all season. You know, but they couldn't get they could only get one. They were kind of hamstrung a little bit by the rainout last Monday. You know, they had to start Alfredo Figueroa on Saturday. I think that really hurt them, but...
Yeah.
In retrospect, you know, the Tigers didn't hit it all in that game either. So even if they had, you know, pitched Verlander or Porcello on short rest, as some fans were hoping for, it might not have mattered.
Yeah, well, certainly the White Sox pitched and played well most of that series as well. And then you did have Verlander, which is kind of a nice thing to be able to fall back on the Sunday. I know that, you know, the big discussion was he really didn't want to use him, just hoping that he'd be available for a game one, but he is kind of a nice ace to have in the hole.
Yeah, Jim Leland, he was criticized, like I said. I think plenty of people thought that he should have adjusted his rotation the same way Ron Gardenhire did this past weekend, but in the end it worked out. I think, you know, they had their best pitcher going when they absolutely needed it on Sunday, and they probably have who right now is their second best pitcher going tomorrow.
And Rick Porcello, not a strikeout pitcher, but he doesn't walk anybody. He's just 20 years old, and in my mind, he should be the Rookie of the Year. And again, apologies to Andrew Bailey out in Oakland, but I mean, what does Porcello do? How does he pitch to contact so well without really getting hit all that hard?
Well, he moves the ball around really well. He locates well. He's got a good heavy sinker. And I think the difference, depending on who you talk to, who you read, is that he kind of ditched his curveball. He had a slider that he was working on in the minors, and the Tigers had him stop throwing that to concentrate on throwing a curveball. But about midseason, it looked like he went back to the slider, and I think that's really made a difference.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Was there a lot of scoreboard watching or a lot of fans that read your site, which again is at blessyouboys.com, commenting on or watching the scoreboard of the Twins and Royals series throughout the weekend?
Oh, absolutely.
Well?
Yeah, there was just as much interest in what was going on in Minneapolis as what was going on in Detroit. In fact, on the blog I had the post an open thread on Saturday, you know, for the Twins-Royals game, since it was taking place right before the Tigers game.
Yeah, it was quite a weekend. And, you know, I hate to even mention it, but I feel like I should, at least in some comment, you know, and it has to be talked about, the Miguel Cabrera situation. And
sure,
I've listened to the 911 call, and that's just one of the more disturbing things I've ever heard. Certainly puts a face to the unfortunate issues that, you know, when you hear the word domestic abuse or domestic violence within within context, I mean, we hear it so often, but hearing that visual in the 911 call or that audio was really disturbing. I guess the bigger point, I mean, you can talk about the blood alcohol level, whether or not he drove home, you know, the whole domestic dispute thing, and all of that's horrible. What does that do to the team in your mind?
Well, for one thing, it was a massive distraction over the weekend. I mean, never mind that on Saturday, you know, I mentioned earlier how the Tigers just didn't hit, and it wouldn't have mattered who they pitched. And, you know, when you look at Cabrera's performance, you know, he was 0 for 4. He didn't hit the ball out of the infield. More than likely, he was nursing a massive hangover in that game. And, you know, teammates had to answer questions before the game about why he had cuts and bruises on his face. You know, they were asking Jim Leland after the game. They were asking the team trainer after the game what happened. On Sunday, you know, people were hoping to get a statement from Cabrera before the game. It was something that Dave Dombrowski had to deal with after the game. So by trying to keep this silent and in-house, it put a lot of people in a bad position. I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see whether his teammates kind of rally around Cabrera, or if they feel put off by the position they've been put in by him.
Not a fair question. I think I know the answer, but there's no chance that the Tigers make a bold decision on this one and not play him. And I'm not even asking that from a selfish, would love his bat out of the Tigers lineup, but is that even a possibility?
Well, that's certainly been in the discussion today. It's been interesting, I think, to read, at least on my site and listening to talk radio today, and to read other blogs to see how many people are calling for the Tigers to suspend him for tomorrow. I don't think they will. In fact, I think Dave Dombrowski has said definitively that they have no plans to suspend him for tomorrow.
All right, that makes a lot of sense. All right, let's get back to the game at hand. Tomorrow, the Tigers come to Minnesota, play in the Metrodome in its second final game in the Metrodome within 3 days, or really within 48 hours. At 4 o'clock Central Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, it'll be Rick Porcello going for the Tigers against Scott Baker for the Twins. Baker did get a win against the Tigers last weekend, although he didn't pitch real great. Hasn't really pitched real well most of September, but your thoughts on the pitching matchup?
Well, if there was one starting pitcher from Minnesota that I feel good about the Tigers facing, actually it is Scott Baker. I know his numbers looked good last Thursday, but I think the Tigers, as has been so typical for them most of the season, squandered some scoring opportunities. They had a couple of chances to really put some runs on the board early and blew it, and could have made it a different ball game. I think they fit him pretty well all season. And then,
absolutely,
like I said about Porcello, I think right now if there's another pitcher besides Verlander that they could use in this game, Rick Porcello is the one you want. Edwin Jackson struggled quite a bit in September. I wouldn't like his chances in that game at all. But against the Twins, you know, I think, like you said, he's not a strikeout pitcher, and the fact that he gets a lot of ground balls, you know, it scares me a little bit with that artificial turf. But I think he does, you know, if they're gonna do this, he's the one guy that gives them the best chance.
One last question, then we'll be joined by Twins prospect Steve Singleton. For Ian Castleberry, who writes the Tigers blog at blessyouboys.com, what's the general sense among Tigers fans? It will be a year blog, or like in talk radio, as you've mentioned, in Detroit. You know, the Twins have won 16 out of 20, but it's just a one-game matchup tomorrow. So your thoughts, how would you say it's fair to represent the typical Detroit Tigers
fan. I think the general feeling is one of doom. I think everyone is expecting them to lose tomorrow. You know, there's some guarded optimism. You know, use any cliche you want. Anything can happen in one game. And they do hit Scott Baker pretty well. But especially, you know, it just seems like they always find a way somehow to lose to the Twins, especially in the Metrodome. I don't think there's a lot of optimism.
Very good. I'll give you just 30 seconds, if you don't mind, to go ahead and talk about the things you're doing on your blog, which, again, Ian Castleberry can be found at blessyouboys.com.
Well, we just we try to keep up on all of the news of the day. Unfortunately, today that didn't have a whole lot to do with baseball. But we run game threads during the game. People can come in, have an open discussion about the ball game. We have a really good community going. Lots of back and forth, lots of regulars, and we try to keep it kind of upbeat and light, and remember that it's a game. It's gotten kind of gloomy and serious over the past couple weeks, but hopefully it lightens up a little bit.
Well, certainly. I know that was doom and seriousness for most Twins fans the first 140 games of the year, but winning 16 out of the last 20 certainly has been a positive. But it should be a good game. Hopefully it's a good game and not one of those where it's over within the first few innings. Ian Castleberry, blessyouboys.com, I want to thank you again for coming on. It should be a good game tomorrow, and I'm not sure how I mean it, but good luck.
Well, good luck to you, too. I mean, I think there's one thing that's great about this rivalry, I think it's a very healthy, friendly rivalry. I mean, it's fierce, but I think Twins and Tigers fans generally get along quite well. So, I'm excited about tomorrow, and thank you so much for having me on.
All right, it's been a lot of fun. Thanks again. We'll maybe have you on later this winter.
All right.
Ian Castleberry, Detroit Tigers blogger, Bless You Boys. Obviously, big game tomorrow. It'll be Rick Porcello going for the Detroit Tigers. He's 14-9 against Scott Baker, the Minnesota Twins. He's 15-9